This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The guardians of interest rates at the aforementioned Federal Reserve meet later this week, with the government's reading on inflation due tomorrow. Should the Fed begin ratcheting down this monetary stimulus? If not, could the economy eventually overheat, sparking unwanted inflation? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Like a scary movie, we replay images of inflation past.
The most serious problem that our nation has is inflation, and it's getting worse.
By the late 70s, President Carter would face inflation soaring above 13%.
You've still got the generation of economists who came of age when inflation was a serious problem, who are still fighting that war.
Bruce Bartlett served in the Reagan and George H.W. Bush administrations. Lately, he's been criticizing inflation phobes, including some at the Federal Reserve.
They have kept growth slower than it would otherwise be by preventing the Fed from taking additional actions that would have increased economic growth because they keep arguing we must always fight inflation first and not worry about unemployment.
So how could more inflation spur growth? Here's Dean Baker at the Progressive Center for Economic and Policy Research.
The logic here is that if a firm sees that it's able to sell its products for more money in the future, it will be willing to hire more workers today and pay more.
Baker says inflation can help young people and homeowners, paying back today's debts in tomorrow's dollars.
Insofar as people who have debt, mortgage debt, student debt, that debt becomes less of a burden as prices and wages rise.
I think it's a lousy idea.
John Cochran at the University of Chicago argues inflation doves have the growth equation wrong way round.
A little more inflation is usually the sign of an economy that is recovering, but not necessarily the thing that helps the economy to recover. Rich guys smoke cigars, but smoking a cigar isn't going to make you rich kind of problem.
And Cochran says once inflation does increase, the Fed will fight it because a healthy economy depends on keeping prices and wages in check. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.